This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Well, you were supposed to make some. You said you were going to make a couple of designs.
Yeah. I was waiting for your designs, but you should get yourself some FTS merch.
You know what? I'm going to do it right now.
No, don't do it right now.
See, you went too far.
You went too far.
We didn't want you to come
don't
a little
do it
way
right
towards
now.
Us. You went too far.
Yeah. Do it after the show. What are you eating?
I have a lot of mozzarella balls.
All right.
Are those supposed to be eaten like that?
I guess you can.
Oh, it's a snack.
Yeah, it's a snack. Okay. Very good.
Seems like.
Oh, boy.
What's the consistency of that?
Cheese. You never had mozzarella balls?
It's the closest I've gotten to fresh mozzarella besides getting. It's really good. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
From Costco?
Costco. It's my dad says. It's Costco.
Yeah. Oh,
wasn't that
gem.
Your nickname in college? Mozzarella balls?
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh, my, the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop.
He got up already. Hello, everyone. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
This has been a rough start. We are on episode 99. Can you believe that? We are almost to the 100th episode, the special, special episode. I hope that you're watching us on YouTube right now. If you're only listening to us as podcasts, you miss quite a bit of activity going on.
I'm going to tell you something, Dave. If you would have told me 60, 70 episodes ago that on episode 99, Omar would still not be ready when we said, "Are you ready? And let's start the show." I would have said, "No way. There's no way."
Really?
Well, look, we did 98 of them. How could he possibly not be ready when we said, "Let's start the show?" But yet,
I'm getting the seat.
Yeah, you're the fooling seat. With your seat. You all right?
That's hardly the all of it is we started this episode with you across the street walking your dog in the middle of the night.
Yes.
So we had to get through your lobby, up the elevator, into your kitchen. You made dinner for your father.
It's quite the journey.
Now we're starting.
Just so listeners know, we Dave and I endured all of that because that was the time we was recording time. All that came with the recording time.
Yeah. So what's amazing is that we've put up with it for this long. I think that's what you.
I think that's right too.
That's to give the listeners some concept of the upside of having me in your life.
these pain points, which is pretty much all that they hear from you guys. You guys never say the glory and the sun that you feel on your faces when I'm in the same room with you.
That's true. It's hard to describe.
it's ineffable.
That exists, but at the same time, there's another part of you that's constantly splashing water on our faces while the sun is on us. So it's very difficult to enjoy the sun at that moment.
Better water than acid.
True. I'll give you that.
That's
one.
Right.
I'll
like I saw a woman the other day, and I gave her a compliment on her fur coat. I go and I said to her, "Is it real fur?" And she's like, "No, no, no." I'm like,
"Yeah,
this
you
is
were
the
just
problem. They, yeah, you know, people have killed America. They've killed Christmas. They're killing wearing fur jackets."
Yeah, I don't think those two are the same, but anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great start. Well, welcome to episode 99. This is, as I said, we're one episode away from 100, which will be the special in-person show that we, hopefully you've gotten your tickets already. I think they're sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah,
they went quickly considering there were none.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's
wait a second. I have a question, Josh, Dave. If you guys got sent to you and your wives and your daughters fur coats, mink fur coats for free. Would they were customized for you, would you wear them?
No, I would not. I would not wear a fur coat because I don't want to wear a fur coat. Would my wife wear one or my daughter? Yeah, I think they'd wear them.
She'd wear
them. Neither of mine would. Neither. Nope.
No, they wouldn't.
They would not because they're offended by the fur. They would find it to be
too much.
Too much.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what ostentatious is. That the right word?
That's a good word.
Wait. It's like going black. Like if you actually wear a fur coat, you never want to wear anything else.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That was dicey there for a second. I wasn't sure where that was going. Yeah,
I'm
I see what
saying
you're saying.
To you, have you guys put
a
on
game
a fur
changer.
Coat before? Have
no,
you put
I've
on
never,
a fur coat before?
I've never put on a fur coat. The closest I got was a Snuggie, and that was quite warm and inviting. Is it the same feeling as a Snuggie?
This is like talking to someone from the Midwest about like caviar. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just such a, I don't know how to interact with this person.
We're getting away from Dave's intro, but do you want a fur coat, Omar?
I have worn one.
But do you own
it's
one?
It's like sitting, it's like, no, but I've worn one.
Yeah.
I'd wear one, but except for the risk of having someone dump a bucket of blood on me.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
a
risk.
It's a real concern.
It's a real risk. It's a real risk.
Yeah. I think there's college students camping out about it right now somewhere.
It's
some
possible.
Liberal
it's, very it's very possible.
Well, anyway. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
I want to introduce my hosts first before we get started. First, and joining me as always is Josh. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well. A couple things to point out since we last spoke. Well, first, this kind of put a damper on my day. It was going well, and then I got the mail, and I got called for jury duty again. So that's quite.
How many times have you done that?
This will be my third time.
Wow!
This is your problem.
What's my problem?
Your problem is, David. Tell me if I'm wrong here. Wait, David. How long have you and Josh worked together?
15 years. 16. Yeah. 16 okay, right. years. 16 so, years.
So I'm sure David will agree with this. Josh, lags in certain areas of his life, but in certain areas and other areas he's incredible, but it's not the areas you want to be incredible in. You didn't hire Josh to be good at jury duty, but he's like the Jim Simons of jury duty. It's just crazy.
It's quite
Jim
ridiculous.
Simons is a world famous hedge fund investor who's never lost money in 50 years. And Josh is like that for I mean,
for jury duty, that's come on.
Four times?
Three. This will be my third time in literally the last few years. I don't know.
That's nuts. What's going on?
It is nuts. And I was actually on a trial last time. So I thought once you were on one, they gave you a little bit of reprieve, but I guess not. So it's in January. I got to go again. So that sucks. And you can't get out of it anymore. It used to be where you can get out of it. You were like, well, I'm traveling for work. And I remember doing that like a couple jury duties ago. I'm like, oh, on that date, I'm traveling. And then they come back and go, okay, well, we'll reassign you a different date. But it used to be, I remember getting jury duty like when I was in my 20s and said, oh, I'm traveling. And they went, okay. And then they just dismissed me. But no more. So I got that. That kind of ruined my day. Brian Walsh, if you remember that trial I brought up last episode, this is the dude that claimed that his wife died in the middle of the night and that he panicked and then chopped her up and then said he didn't kill her. And I thought it was going to be a murder loophole if he was found not guilty, but guilty on the mishandling of a body. Turns out, did you hear the verdict?
No.
Guilty. Guilty. So he's spending his life in prison. So for all our listeners who wanted to kill someone or their spouse, too bad. The loophole
gotta
is
think
gone.
Something better. Yeah.
So don't do it. Don't do it. And then the last thing I'll say is, because I wanted to see if you guys did the same thing as me, whether I'm just jaded or whatever. Now's the time of year, which we're nearing the end of the year, and we're a couple days away from Christmas. I get a ton of email holiday cards from people we do business with. And I don't even click to open. I just delete.
No.
I just delete.
Do they have pictures of themselves in it, or is it just?
I don't
know.
I don't click to open. I don't click. It says "Happy Holidays" at the top. I pan down a little bit. I see the beginning of "Click to open," and I delete the whole thing. And I do it.
I do too.
Every time. You do that too? Okay, I feel better.
Absolutely.
I feel better. Yeah. Omar, do you actually?
They don't mean it. They're not meaning it.
No, they don't mean it.
This is a
that's
mass
right.
email.
That's right.
I have a card that was specifically written for FTS.
By who?
This is a holiday card that I read to you guys last year.
Yeah,
from a couple.
Yes, I remember that. I remember because we complained. Mm-hmm. One of the topics was these Christmas letters, which I absolutely cannot stand, that are braggadocious and ridiculous, and talk about all the amazing things that family did and their accomplishments.
But you're okay with sending the picture.
No, I'm really not.
Here's the thing.
We did it. I know. We did it. We did it. I'm guilty as charged, and my buddies are really pissed at me. This could be a good topic. I didn't think about it, but my buddies are very upset because I finally got my wife to say, we don't need to do this. This is silly. It's a waste of everything, and no one cares about any of this. And by the way, anyone who cares about us has already seen us and knows what our kids look like and whatever.
I have the card, and they made it extra long this year.
But I lost the argument this year, and my wife ended up sending out
cards.
She's the
one pushing it.
Of course she did. You think I'm doing it?
A nice picture.
I don't want to do it. Absolutely not. My buddies were pissed off because their wives saw it and be like, oh, my God, Josh sent a card. Like, oh, jeez. All right.
Because now they have to, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're...
Correct.
Yeah.
So, all right, go ahead.
So what were you saying? You got a card that's...
And so, yes. And so I feel like, I saw our listeners.
You saw our listeners?
At our holiday party that we had a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And they pulled me aside and they said, we're going to write this card. This was literally written for
Get
FTS.
The hell out of here. So people who listen to the show that saw you at the holiday party and wrote a card for the show, a holiday card. And you're going to read it right now?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't say FTS in it. but they put it in so much detail because of how much it grinds Josh.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It's gears.
Okay. So it's really a card for me to tick me off and, push my buttons. Push my buttons.
Let's hear it.
See, but now that I know that, I'm going to enjoy it. See the difference?
2025 was a year of growth and change in our home.
Go ahead and read it.
Josh, I'd love to hear your comments on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You both had big milestone years. M has been at Lanonian for 20 years.
Oh, you're making stuff.
And the other M turned a certain age.
Right.
Celebrate the birthday. We went all way for a weekend in Vermont where M dug the car out of a snowbank. Josh, what do you think so far?
So far, it's weird that someone turned a certain age, unless it's like, is it a big age? It's a monumental age?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So that makes sense. Digging a car to a snowbank. You know what? So far, I'm actually okay with it. So far, I'm okay.
Okay.
With it. It's not your typical letter just yet.
The female M remembered how to ski, and Harty, who's their dog, happily galloped through several feet of snow.
Okay. I now hate it. I absolutely now hate it. This is pointless.
The male M was given fully remote status at work and is unofficial nutmegger. I don't know what nutmegger means. Josh, you know what that means? Nutmegger?
No. Nutmeg is a couple things. Could be they make the spice, or they continuously pass balls through people's legs and nutmegging them. You know, that's a nutmeg. Yeah.
Okay,
you never heard that? Like if you're soccer and you kick the ball through someone's legs who's in front of you, nutmeg.
Oh, yeah.
Or you dribble the ball.
True.
So is that what they do? They just have balls and they just throw them through people's legs? Is that the nutmeg?
We decided to take on a new hobby together and spent the summer learning how to sail on Long Island Sound.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
this is the braggadocious part.
Second half of the year, the female M was able to spend more time volunteering again. It's been good for the soul in so many ways.
Oh, come on.
Even the dog, Harty, has grown up more this year, greeting visitors in a gentle manner, much to the relief of her parents and anyone entering the front door. Wishing you and your loved ones a very happy holiday season and a bright and shining new year. M.M. and Harty.
Okay. All right. Listen, I don't know who these people are, and I probably do know who they are.
Where do you rank this in terms of holiday cards?
This, at least from a lengthy point, from a length standpoint, is short.
Thankfully short.
Okay, so that's good. But no one gives a shit, and it's all bragging crap. By the way, if you have a good story like what they're digging out a car in Vermont, like, hey, we almost died in Vermont, here's what happened, I'll read that all day long.
Josh, what would your story be for this year? Do you talk about your operation?
No, I'm not good.
With a picture?
I am my lipoma. I'm not gonna write one ever. Ever. Ever.
So your wife didn't have any, it was just pictures of your family.
No, it's a picture. Believe me, she knows how much I detest the Christmas letter. And by the way, I told you this before. I detest it, yet at the same time, I love how much I detest it. So when we do get one, it brings me, this is weird. It brings me fury and joy at the exact same time, which I don't think many things do, by the way. So in a sense, pretty unique.
Yeah. It is. Maybe, it's fun to make fun of.
Yes.
Oh, what our audience doesn't know, maybe they know this, is Josh's house. He has a porch and he's a rocking chair and a shotgun. So he actually
and I whittle wood during the day.
He yells at kids, get off my lawn. It makes him furious. But he actually loves the fact that he gets to shoot their gun at them every so often and pull it out.
Yes.
It's the same thing as that, Josh, right?
There's something to be said for it. That's correct. It's
but
fun.
We should do an FTS Christmas card next year. And make
As
obnoxious.
Wait. Why should we do it next year?
Because it's too late. It's too late.
Is it? Is it?
Maybe what we'll do? Let's do a Happy New Year one because we can reach that on time.
No, I want to do a FTS. And by the way, if I could be so bold, Josh, I don't mean to in any way diminish your creative energy, but
you're doing that right now.
Well, I think that there's certain. I'm a little surprised
about
that you haven't put together a couple of different ideas for holiday cards.
Well, here's the problem: we don't know the address of any of our listeners, so that's one of the issues.
That is a small.
Yeah, that's a small detail.
We could put it on the website.
I have to say, I would say out of a zero to 100, I'm in the low 90s.
That's good.
Great.
That's an A minus.
Top 1.01 percentile because I'm with my dad in Puerto Rico over Christmas, which is great. I have my dad with me, so that's nice.
Yep, we saw you.
And then I'll be in Palm Beach with my godkids over.
Oh, very good.
Years.
Oh, that'll be fun. Nice and warm.
Nice.
Good for you.
Good for you.
I'm on a low carb diet.
Oh.
So I'm eating lots of lean turkey meat. Have you guys eaten that before? Lean meat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm, I don't know.
Well, as like as the primary source, not on purpose. Of food, or
yeah, when you cook like lean meat, you like you cook it, you put like it's doesn't not as flavorful, but you put spices in there, and I saute onions, I put baby spinach.
Good for you.
I'm really, really focused on. I'm at an inflection point in my life. I really believe this, right? You guys know this. That when you're at a certain age and you're generally physically, you know, gifted because you just you're what's so funny? No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about metabolism, body proportions, musculature, as George Takei would say. Josh
Takei,
right? George Takei. But at a certain age, 53, the caloric burning
intake
slows down.
Yeah.
And okay. and then the next thing you know, you're 30 pounds overweight. Right.
So yeah. Can I summarize? Can I summarize? You're on a diet because you're overweight.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. That's the more succinct way to put it. All right. Dave,
good for you.
Dave, how are you doing?
How are
By
you,
the way,
Dave?
There's carbs in that wine you're drinking. I hope you know. That's
it's not carbs in wine. There's carbs in bread and spaghetti.
There's carbs in wine. That's sugar.
Yeah, it's sugar.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
All
anyway,
right. Well,
anyway.
Then you're doing great. You're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good, although I woke up today. So my wife has gone a couple of long walks the last couple of days because it's been kind of nice outside. And she's been behind the FTS podcast. So
she's listening
on the last three or four.
We like that. But wait.
Yeah.
She caught up on them because she knew she was in it?
No.
No, because she thinks the podcast is award-winning.
She likes it.
It should be award. Yeah, it's a funny podcast. She wants to know what's going
why
on.
Why do you say, David, that it should be award-winning?
Well, I'll get to that. I'll get to that.
He'll get
can
to
I,
that.
Can you put a pin in that for a second?
Yes.
Because let me tell you what happened. You know, rather than, you know, give me a big hug and tell me how great the podcast was, she brought to my attention that there are times where she comes across, or it comes across that maybe I'm not as supportive of her as I should be.
Huh?
I'm not expressing like it almost like I hint that, you know, I can't talk about something because she might get mad, or
right.
I think I mentioned the woman in Nashville who mentioned my nose.
Yes.
And you know her reaction to that, and so she felt
she didn't like
not
that.
Expressing myself clearly. And so let me make it clear. I love my wife. She's fantastic. Everything she does is amazing. I never want to hurt her feelings. So you know, asking me if I've ever picked someone up in an airport, I'm probably can avoid that question, not because I'm afraid of my wife or she's going to yell at me.
No, of course
just
not.
Never,
you just never have.
It. So,
what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing about your wife, David?
Oh,
jeez, I don't need follow up questions.
He thought he was being very helpful there, actually.
Oh boy, I feel like this is ripe for
who
me
makes,
being.
Who makes each other laugh more, you or her?
Oh, that's a good question.
Who?
Who makes the other one laugh more?
I think I make her laugh more.
Okay, anyway. Hopefully that's the right answer.
And that's okay.
We'll find out.
I think she would say that that's true. Well, I can tell you of the many things, she is a great mother and great grandmother. She is my grandson, screams for Mimi every time he sees her picture. So she has firmly planted herself as, I think, my grandson's favorite grandparent. So that's pretty cool.
Okay, there you
go. She was born to be a mom, born to be a grandma.
You climbed out of that hole.
Yeah, thank you. I'll stop there.
Well done.
I feel like I'm still going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I do. I do as well. I feel like there's some hurting coming.
But it's not because it's me. She's wonderful. It's my fault.
It's entirely right. You. Yes.
Let's start the episode.
Guys both have very I would love to have like a dating game episode with you and your better halves.
A dating game?
Like a newlywed game?
A newlywed game?
Yeah.
Dating game might be.
Yeah.
You should show somebody else.
Yeah, dating game wouldn't work.
Newlywed game.
Like yes.
How much do you know about each other?
Right. Yeah. I understand how a newlywed game works.
It's not my topic. Can I tell you a quick story about the newlywed game that is one of the worst? So at my church, we used to be involved with like a group that got young couples together before they had kids. So it was kind of a large church, and we get togethers, yeah, whatever. And I always liked doing like improv kind of games, like, because I would do comedy sports, and that was kind of a fun thing to do. And we'd play the newlywed game. It's pretty simple. You know, the wives would leave.
Yep.
And you'd ask the question, they'd come back. It's just, we play the newlywed game.
Match answers. And
so the wives were there. I'm the MC, right? So I said to the wives, what famous person do you think your husband thinks you look like?
Right? Oh boy. Oh boy.
And as soon I went off the record, I was like, I had a list of questions and I thought it'd be a really good question. And like the room moaned because they were like, this is nothing but danger. So
yes,
there's one woman in particular who had, she had red hair. That's not saying anything about red, but she was not a very attractive woman.
Okay.
So when it got to her,
Wait a second. Is that because she...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Was it ginger?
No, he's not saying that.
No.
He's just telling you one characteristic.
But it'll make sense because of who she picked.
Right. See?
But I'm saying the overarching characteristic is that she was not really attractive. Okay. So we were like, oh, what's she going to say? She goes, I don't know. Nicole Kidman.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what she said. And we all were like, oh, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer. Because she has red hair.
What did he say?
So we're like, let's move on. So the husband comes back in.
Yeah.
He sits down and we ask him, like, who do you think your wife looks like? He goes, I don't know. Peppermint Patty.
Oh my God.
The thing is, she did. She looked just like Peppermint Patty. I mean, it was a great answer. And the whole thing shut down. We stopped. Everyone said, all right, good night, everybody. We all left the church. Like, it was that.
Was she upset at that moment, by the way? Did she see? No, or she played it off?
Everyone was upset. This was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
But at that exact moment.
It was, yes. When he said that.
Were there oohs and ahs in the crowd? Were like, oh. Would that happen?
No, it was shocked silence. Like,
Peppermint Patty.
I felt like, you know, a baby would start crying out in the distance. Yes. Like, it was the worst.
Not a good answer.
Anyway, so.
Are they still married? Are they still married?
No, they split like a year later.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That
not
explains
a great situation.
It. Even if they were still married, and even if that was like 20 years ago, you know she still brings it up.
Oh,
I mean, that's the dagger with any argument. She could just go right back to the Peppermint Patty line.
Yeah. Oh, and, we've moved and away and people still yelling at me for it. So it's a bad, I really screwed up. That's a really bad.
Not your fault. I'm going to absolve you of any guilt of that, Dave.
Really?
You were the host. It's not your fault. You didn't know what he would say.
No, I was trying to.
He could have said Nicole Kidman. He could have said Julia Roberts.
I should have said, who does your wife look like? Nicole Kidman. Nicole. I should have whispered to him like, say Nicole. Nicole Kidman. Anyway, well, should we start the show?
Let's do it. Yes.
All right. Well, let's start our episode 99. So if you are new to the episode, what we do is we each come together at our podcast, each with a topic that we've not discussed ahead of time, and we'll discuss it and talk about it one after the other, and we'll get you out of here in a cool under an hour and a half or something like that. It's all good. We do have some housekeeping. If you and it's important, so don't fast forward through this.
There's some
important things to hear. So first, our email address is friends@fts.media. We'd love to hear from you by email. We have a internet address, a website.
It's called a website.
Internet site. I like to call it internet site.
Yes.
Friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. weebly.com. We also are on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Friends Talking Shop, all one word. We also, if you were to go on the website, it might be on Instagram too. You might have sent this out, but we just created some new merchandise for the FTS podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see Josh and I have similar interests. We got the same hat.
The same hat. We're sporting the same hat. Yes.
If we'd have known that this was going to be part of the marketing, we might have got a different one just to be different. But I bought sweatshirt, mugs, coffee mug, water cups, a bag, hoodies, t-shirts.
There's a lot.
It's all on there.
It's all on there.
Josh designed. Love for you to go on and support the podcast by buying some swag. And you, and then you advertise this as well. So
No. See, David, this is my problem with you guys. You guys are in cahoots.
In cahoots in what way?
Things.
In what way?
Our listeners don't need to buy our merchandise to support what we're doing. Them listening is more than enough. Talk about the brand. They don't have to wear our gear.
It's no one said they have to. It's available for them.
You guys are like the bougie like crypto dudes. When they have a lot of money, they wear these huge like emblem brands on their heads to show off. Our listeners are some of them at least like appreciate what we do and they want to lean into it in this way, which is great. But others are more subtle, Josh.
Sure. You know? But no one says there's no mandatory. It's a way to support us. We make very little money off. It's really just to keep the show going and pay for the things we need to keep the show
going. Very little money.
Very
We're not
little.
Making any money because every dollar we have goes
Someone's
back
making
into
money,
our,
I think.
No, well, it goes
no,
back
to
that. We don't want to make money off of Chinese sweatshops, okay?
Let me tell you,
made in the greatest country in the world, Cambodia.
Our merchant is actually made in Nicaragua. It's Nicaraguan made. Nicaraguan children make this stuff. So if you care about children in Nicaragua, you're going to want to buy some of our merch because otherwise they're out of work.
That's right.
And then they're going to have to go back to grade school, and that's no fun.
All right. So, Omar, can you
market? Is that where Tropic Thunder was filmed?
I don't know. That was a great movie, though. One of my favorite comedy movies of all time.
Really? All time.
Oh, yeah. All I love time. It. I think it's fantastic.
Overrated. Well, Omar, if you were to market our swag, what should I do different?
You mean the delivery of what you just said?
Yeah. Next time I'm not doing it anymore. Now I'm going to make you talk about our swag. So you don't have to maybe do it now, but
I think he kind of did it. He does a soft sale. He does a no pressure soft sale. That's what he does for everything. He's very much an anti. Whatever the hell it is, he goes the opposite way.
Anti-dentite.
You are an anti-dentite as well.
Me too.
Yes, that's right.
You too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just think there's a lot of ways people can support what we're doing. So
yes,
we now
of
offer
course.
Another channel for those who like to wear hats that have. Again, our listeners can't see this, but Josh and Dave are wearing baseball caps that literally have holes in them. So if it rains
this is the
outside,
distress. This is the distress hat.
Which is what you'll be if it starts raining.
This is a distressed. We also there's merch that is not distressed hats that is also available. So if you prefer that look versus this look,
but
there's variety.
Josh, we want to support your creativity. You know, I'm not. This is me. This is not me taking out a ruler, okay, and hitting you on your hand.
It feels like it.
Well, I think the delivery was a little half-assed, honestly.
Well, Josh's
product is great. But the support can be done in different ways. That's it.
Fair.
It's all off the cuff.
This
isn't prepped material here. This is, I got the point across. We have swag on the website. Go buy some.
The last episode that Josh or myself moderated.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, we stopped doing that.
There's a reason for that. So our listeners should know, not to buttercup Dave right now, but it is true.
Isn't it butter up, Dave? Not buttercup, Dave.
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
I hope that doesn't mean something else. Yeah.
Yeah. It's butter.
No, that was doppelganger or nut banger.
Nutmegger.
Nutmegger.
No, you don't want to be a nut bagger at all. Okay, just move past this, Dave.
All right,
we are grinding to a halt.
Swag on the website. Yes. Please check it out. This last thing I want to say before we start finally the episode is that we've been nominated for two awards in the podcast awards. Josh, can you do you have it handy? Do you?
Sure. It's from the website Discover Pods, and they are for independent podcasts. And the two awards are Comedy Podcast of 2025 and Podcast of the Year 2025. So if you do have an opportunity, voting is open until the 31st of December for the year end, and then we'll find out if we want them. But go to discoverpods.com and go vote for Friends Talking Shop.
That's right. This you would make Josh's year if we won this podcast award, particularly the one for comedy. We would that's the one we really want.
That's what we want. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we'll take the other one, but we'll take them both. It's fine.
Yes.
But we really want the comedy one. So please vote for us and on the website, Discover Pods Awards, I guess would be.
And yeah, go on our check out Discover website. Pods, the website, and then you'll navigate to the awards for 2025.
It's on our website too, I would imagine.
Not yet. I meant to do that and I forgot.
It's going to be your
so it's not all there right. yet.
Let's start the show. Yes, Josh, why don't you go first this week?
Oh my God, what a painful trail to get to this point. But anyway, so I'm watching TV the other day, as I tend to do, as you both know.
yeah, surprise.
And what I watch is always a ton of, you know, like pharmaceutical ads. And I've been through this in other episodes. You know, I love Jardiance. It's a really, the jingle is phenomenal. But they've changed the jingle and I don't like the new one. And the new cast is kind of like, not as good as the original gal that sang the Jardiance song. But anyway, there's a new one out, or at least one that is new to me because I just recognized it. And it's, I don't remember the drug per se, but it's for a particular condition that I thought was just highly unusual. And it's called
Was it for jaundice?
No, jaundice is not unusual. Jaundice is pretty common in babies.
It is?
Yes. Jaundice is a very common occurrence in babies.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, babies. Babies get jaundice.
They don't have enough bilirubin.
Yeah.
Bilirubin, right?
I don't know what the hell bilirubin is, but sure.
That's what it is.
They don't have enough
they
nutmeg.
They lack bilirubin.
I hope
that's right. That sounds really dumb if it's
They have a nutmeg deficiency. But anyway, there's this drug was for something called Dupuytren's contracture. Did you ever hear of that? Hello? What? This is where I ask the two
I'm
of you.
Dupuytren?
Dupuytren's contracture. This is what the drug is for on TV. Apparently, there's a condition where people can't lay their hand flat. I swear to God, this is what it's for. It was for
carpal tunnel, bro.
No, not carpal tunnel. Dupuytren's contracture. People can't lay their hand flat, and this is medication for that.
I think I was really late to the airport. I think the Dupuytren's contracture to JFK the other day. It got me there in half the time.
Yeah. Look, this is a real disease. Stop making fun of it.
This is real. People have this. And so I'm like, I saw it, and I'm like, okay, this is crazy.
You have a claw all the time?
So it looks like there's like, I don't even know how to describe this. It's like skin that's pinched in the middle of your hand.
Oh, David, do you remember the Iron Sheik? He had this.
I don't know if the Iron Sheik had this.
That's the Iron Claw. That's the...
He had the Iron Claw.
Yeah, but that's not this.
Always like that.
No, I don't think he needed this.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, like, you just can't lay your hand flat. That's what the commercial says, all right? It's just weird. And so I'm like, I can't believe, number one, that this is a thing. Number two, that there's actually a commercial for it, for the medication. And then I thought, like, how many people have this? So I did some digging. How many people do you think have Dupuytren's contracture? How many?
Like a ratio or a
percentage? Number of people. Number of people that have Dupuytren's.
It has to be over 25 million people in the U.S.
10 million. The answer is 10 million. Which I thought was actually a lot. I mean, so you're trying to reach these 10 million with this.
What were you watching, Josh? What show were you watching?
I don't remember what I was watching. I think it was the news.
Was it on your phone or on the telly?
No. It's on television. On regular. I was watching the news. I'm pretty sure as well. I didn't want to say it because you guys made fun of me.
Regular cable television.
Okay. I was watching the news, dude. The news
on your cable TV.
On TV, yes. Yes.
Okay. Listen, it matters.
I know, right? It matters.
If it was sent to you on your phone, it means you probably have Dupuytren's.
This was not. I see where you're going with this. It was not a targeted ad. It's on regular TV.
I don't know. I've seen some pictures of Josh. You got that one picture. Your hand looks super large. Maybe it had a curve in it.
Okay. All right. So look. So then I thought, why would you even need to advertise? Because if you have this weird Dupuytren's contracture, you probably had it checked out. Because if I got this, I'd be like, hey, look, I'd go to my wife. Hey, look, I can't lay my hand flat.
This is a great point, Josh.
Thank you.
I love it when on your cicada, cadence, you hit something great.
So it's, how many people are in the United States?
300 million.
So we're roughly. saying it's one out of 30?
One
out of 30 people have this 3%. Inflection?
So they can't do a push-up?
Well, they can't be a blackjack dealer? Is that so? But so you think of how many people we know. We know a lot more than... Do we know anyone that has this condition?
No, we don't. They could, but they could be hiding it. So we don't know they have Dupuytren's.
Oh, you don't know if they have that contracture.
We don't know.
Push up in fucking 30 years.
We don't know if they have Dupuytren's
How
contracture.
How often do you have your hands? What are you, fucking Spider-Man? Listen, who the fuck is, who's doing this all the time?
People?
I don't understand.
You would notice if you can't flatten your hand. You would notice this.
You shook someone's hand with this? Do you think you notice?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
no,
you're right.
That's not flat.
I've never met anyone with this condition.
Josh, I want you to think to yourself right now. Make your hand flat. When is the last time that you did this?
When someone's about to poke my eyes and I have to put the guard up like Shemp. You know?
Like you
no, no, no.
Free,
look,
It's
not about putting your hand flat in every circumstance.
What is this shit called?
Dupuytren's contracture. It's not about that. It's about knowing personally that, oh my God, my hand doesn't go flat. You would eventually notice that.
Yeah.
You would. No one's walking around this without knowing that they can't lay their hand flat. But the point is, if I have this, if I'm one of the 10 million, I probably got checked out. Because I'm like, what the hell's wrong with my hand that I can't lay it flat? Okay, that's my point. You see what I'm saying? So this set me down. Do you have more on this? Because I'm going to just go one step further with this.
I feel like all pharmaceuticals, they're trying to get you to ask your doctor to go get it, right?
So, but how many drugs could there be for Dupuytren's contracture? This has got to be the only one.
Maybe there's there's a 99% effective one. This is the up and comer one, and they got to get out there and find
it. I don't know.
It,
so. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. They obviously saw a reason to do that. But anyway, what my point was going to be, we spent a lot of time on Dupuytren's contracture.
Well, that's a fascinating thing.
It is fascinating. That's what sent me down the rabbit hole. Because then I thought, like, oh my God, there's a disease and a condition for everything. If you can dream it up, somebody in the world has it.
I'm reading about it right now.
Oh, okay. Would you like to share anything with us before I go to the next level?
Most common in men over 40 or 50, people of North European ancestry.
Oh, really?
Associated with diabetes, smoking, alcohol use.
Interesting.
It's when the tissue under the skin tightens, so the palm of the palm thickens and tightens.
Because you can't lay your
hand. One or more of the fingers inward.
See, you would know if you have it. It's not going to be you like you go to the doctor.
Can't put your palm flat on a table. It's significant.
See, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, boy, that's a long way to go. I went down the rabbit hole. Not the weirdest hand thing I found.
Are you ready
for this? This is real. And I'm not, I had to go and like, I first time I saw it, I went, no, this is not real. This is not real. And then I did more research and got to credible websites. It's real. It's called, and I'm going to just give you the acronym because I want you to guess what the acronym stands for. AHS.
Ask the mouth.
That would be ATM. This is AHS.
Way too fast.
Way too fast. Way too fast. What condition do you think AHS is? And I will tell you, the H is hand, because that's what we're talking about. So what is
AHS?
Yes, and the H stands for hand.
So I'm afraid to guess the A. Is the A what we think it is?
I don't know. What do you think it is? No, come on. What do you think it is? I'll even give you the S. What do you think the S is? The S is obvious.
Syndrome,
right. So AHS, something hand syndrome.
Asperger's.
No, not Asperger's hand syndrome. You don't get Asperger's in your hand.
A-H-A hand syndrome.
Sometimes you get hands in your Asperger's.
Oh, my God. Well, come on. What is it? No guesses?
Is the condition like I have hot dog fingers? Oh, it's the hot dog fingers.
It is not hot dog fingers. That'd be HDF.
Airplane?
Nope. Airplane hand syndrome. Nope. That's not right.
Autonomous
hand syndrome. I'm going to tell you something. That is incredibly close. I'm going to tell you what it is. Omar, that is really good because you know what this is? And this is real. It's called alien hand syndrome. I'm going to read you what it is.
Wait. Is that when you people your earmuffs on when you if you're right-handed as a male and then you go to your left hand every so often?
No, that's not what this is. That's not what this is. Yeah. It's an excellent guess, but it's amazing. By the way, Dave's wife hates him even more now.
Are you sure?
It is not what it is. It's not what it is. No, this is a real thing, not a street lingo thing. Anyway, here's what it is. I'm going to read this. Dave's can't stop laughing. I'm going to read you what alien hand syndrome is. This is real. Pay attention, Dave. Pay attention. This is real. Alien hand syndrome is a rare neurological disorder where one limb, usually the hand, moves involuntarily and performs complex, seemingly purposeful actions like buttoning a shirt or grabbing objects that the person feels they aren't controlling as if it has a mind of its own.
This is what happened with Trump and the Access Hollywood tapes. This is what you said.
That's right. Isn't that crazy? In other words, you know how many people have it? Only a few hundred cases, but it exists and it can last for days to years. So there are people who've had this years.
Hold on. This is what's his name? Andrew Cuomo. Well, Joe Biden has it.
Okay. So you're getting to where I wanted to go with this. And that is, if you are caught doing something like that, like the
loophole. Yeah.
Here's a loophole. You have AHS. I watched videos. You need to, on your own time, I need you to watch videos. It is unbelievable that this exists. There's a video of a man with AHS, and he's trying to make his bed. And he shows you, he's making his bed, and his one hand keeps throwing the covers off. And he has no control.
No, I shouldn't laugh at that anymore.
But the chances of one of our listeners having this are next to none. So you can laugh. It's okay. Because
I don't know if that matters, but yeah.
Who has this? This is absolutely crazy. But you could slap yourself, or it can get dangerous where you could hit yourself. But your hand just does this shit, and you have no control over it. But it's not like little things. It's not like a spasm. It can unbutton your shirt, by itself. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's like Tourette's for your hands. It's
right.
That know, is it's almost wow. Like, that's it's a good neurological.
That is a good way to summarize it.
What Tourette's is, yeah.
So. It is nuts. He turned on the light with his one hand, and his other hand went and immediately turned it off.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine living like this?
Yeah.
I can't imagine
playing video games. Can you imagine having to play somewhere trying to get the
Wait. Isn't that what's that to be married?
Okay. I don't even understand what that even means. What does that mean?
Well, when you want to do something, you turn it on. It's like, nope, not tonight.
Yeah. So in other words, your one uncontrollable hand is your spouse, like
yes,
on correct. Your person. Oh, that's okay. Yeah. That's not bad where you went with that.
I would love to hear David's thoughts. David, do you think that I obviously takes maybe I have fucking Tourette's. I don't know.
But there's no maybe.
But the point is, I think that Josh's visceral reaction whenever I even open my mouth is to sneer.
No, not at all.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I just didn't understand I didn't understand your connection.
This isn't a singular thing, Josh. I'm asking you a question, if I may.
What's the question? Is Josh too hard on you? Is that listen?
Yes, that's what he's asking.
If we started the podcast on time, I would be much more open to being sympathetic to you.
That's fair. That is fair.
You know, touché. Well played.
By the way, the listeners should actually appreciate this. If I could be so bold, I don't want to be like, okay, we're on. We got to be like our FTS selves. Ourselves are who we are.
This is it. There's no this anything. This is it. Yeah. This is
that's it.
Yeah. We will talk about alien hand syndrome. We were talking about that long before this show existed. If any of us caught wind of it. If any of us
this
caught
is a
wind
normal
of it.
Wednesday for us.
Can I get right. you in the front on the board a plane first? If you say you have that.
See, this is what's crazy. I don't know. You Good can't question. Be a pilot. You can't be a drive. You can't drive, right? You can't get a driver's license if one of your hand is just arbitrarily doing shit that you can't control. It would throw you off the road. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Everything you do, if your hand is out of control, like yeah, there's very little you wouldn't want to leave the house. It'd be. But getting on a plane first, that's interesting because
it's crazy. Crazy, right? Imagine your hand is.
That's a terrible, terrible thing. Yes, and
it's nuts. So this is. We'll move on now, but this is the whole point. I went down this rabbit hole. The fact that this exists just shows you that our bodies are like. You know, everyone's like, oh, our bodies are an amazing machine. They're perfect. No, they're not. It's a complete mess.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You've got the wrong perspective. The fact that we don't have.
No.
Think of all the things that could go wrong.
It all does. It all goes wrong. To somebody.
Yes,
to somebody.
Most don't. But most, I mean, it's a miracle. I mean, think of all the things that could go wrong. The fact that a lot of people don't have these afflictions is amazing. Like,
but think about this, Dave. I hear what you're saying. I get it. And to a perfect body who doesn't have any afflictions, it's amazing how it works, right? It all works in succinct and connect. Although some of our shit doesn't do anything like the appendix for some reason. It's in there. It does nothing. That's weird. But anyway, but you're right. There's you look at the brain, you look at your blood circulation, and it's amazing. It absolutely is amazing on that surface. But what I'm saying is, it's like a jalopy for a big majority of the population. That's just weird like this.
You're not amazed at the miracle of what our body does.
Not anymore. Not after learning about AHS.
We have parts of our body that we control. We have parts of our body that we don't like our heart, like we can't control our heart. And then we have things like breathing that we can control. And then when we don't control it, it works on its own. That's freaking amazing.
That part's awesome. That part's awesome. The part where your left hand punches you in the face, and you don't want it to do that, is pretty unbelievable too, in a bad way.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate. Yes, it is.
So my whole point was, if you go down this rabbit hole, there is so many diseases and illnesses that we can't even fathom, think of, that are even real. And I bet you this is just the beginning of stuff that we don't know about.
The takeaway in the Christmas season is be happy and feel blessed that you don't have all these things, that for everything that you do have, that you don't have many others. So,
and if you do have something, be very grateful you don't have alien hand syndrome, because it looks like a bitch. I mean, this is crazy. If you have a chance, just Google some videos of this. It's worse to be a man with
lady hands, or a woman with man hands, like Seinfeld's ex-girlfriend.
I believe it's worse to be
a woman with man hands.
Woman with man hands. I think that's right. I think that's right. Okay.
I think.
Do you have any friend? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't say I've had to.
No, that's a really weird question. I'm not even sure how to tackle that question, but it's interesting. It's interesting.
We're on weird. Do you want to? Are you ready for your topic, Omar?
No, Dave, you go.
All right.
Oh, he wants to close.
He's got a.
All right.
He's got a banger to for the
either that means he's got a banger topic, or he has yet to come up with his topic.
I'll do mine. I actually had an interesting thing happen to me this week.
Okay.
Saturday night, last Saturday, a couple Saturdays ago, when the Packers were playing the Broncos.
Okay.
And I was going through probably one of the most miserable experiences of my life watching the Packers.
Right.
Micah Parsons got hurt, and it literally broke me. I have since declared that I'm divorcing the Packers.
It's amazing.
I don't want to get into it. I am no longer going to be following the team. I'm done with
this. This is someone who's done a Packers fan podcast for years.
22 years.
Wait, hold on. Anyway, what is being dumb with them actually mean in practice?
He's no longer a fan.
Not watching the games. Not reading about him. Like being done.
He's divorcing the Packers.
So I'm a Ravens fan, and it's been a very, very difficult year, right? Yep. Because they've been leading yet again. It's like last year in a number of fourth quarter games for having a great running game. They've lost an incredibly high amount of those games they were leading,
yes,
including last night. And so last year in the playoffs, one of our friends was at my house, and I broke a chair when they lost in the playoffs. And it wasn't my finest moment, but, you know, I'm a fan in that sense. Right?
That's what fans do.
Right? Yep. So having said that, David, when I watch – like, the Packers had a better record this year than the Ravens, certainly. And Mika was a big sign, although you guys pretty much got him free. What'd you give up for him?
Micah Parsons.
A player and two first-round picks.
That's a lot.
And a player was an all-pro.
It's a lot.
A lot of money.
It's a big price tag.
Right. So you're saying when you watch football games, actually, this is an interesting topic. Have your levels of emotion, your volatility, upwards or downwards changed in your older age?
No, that's the problem.
That's what he's saying. Wow. That's why he's divorcing them.
Mine has as well. I broke a chair last year, but still.
Yeah. I'm with you, Omar. I find that it used to be when the Eagles lost, it would ruin my whole week, and Friday would be just as bad as Monday following the game. And I'd be drowning myself in sports talk radio. And it would just consume me until the next win. I'd have to get to the next Sunday.
Did you have a high school education then, Josh, or were you still working on the coal mine?
Yeah, this was my coal mining days. So yes, it was tough.
Rough, because
I had black lung.
It doesn't ultimately change your life, but it's so hard to let go of that emotion, especially when it's ingrained at you.
And but Josh, what I'm saying is,
David, are your kids? Sorry, go on.
But Josh, what I'm saying is, I've matured. And when there's a bad loss, it eats at me. It's not pleasant. It eats at me, but I'm usually past it.
Josh, have your kids seen you in a state of tizzy?
Yeah, to a degree, yes. But that's the other thing. I haven't been that way. And I kind of just talk through it. I watch more post game with a loss than I do with a win. And
why is that?
Because I want to know what the hell's going on, what's wrong, what the experts say is the problem, can it be fixed? And
there's no shortage of those in Philly.
There's no shortage of those in Philly. But anyway, what I'm saying is it doesn't by Wednesday I'm much better. It doesn't consume me like it used to.
If you guys had like $25 billion, right? Mm-hmm. And would you want to buy the Packers if you could do that, David? I know it's not necessarily possible for the Packers.
I would have in a heartbeat before. I don't want to do not anymore. I think you would like know a little bit more. Like the coach isn't an idiot; he's a friend. You know, like you kind of have a sense what's going on. Like maybe that would help. But I
think you guys are. There's another layer to being an owner of a team. Like as our audience knows, as my colleagues here know. I know sometimes people who are in those circles, and in certain countries and in any sport, they don't want to own a team because people spit on you, throw things at you.
Yeah, that's true. You get a lot of
pressure to be able to run a team.
It is. It
is. Do you think either one of you would get AHS or whatever that syndrome is that Josh mentioned?
You don't get it from stress. You get it from having strokes and having brain problems and things like that. We're back on AHS, but AHS? No, I don't want AHS.
I haven't touched on my topic yet. I wasn't
even gotten to his topic yet.
I've set the setting of what that's going to happen next. This is where I'm in. I'm in the middle of a very horrible divorce with the Packers.
I don't think I'm ever going to. I would ever happen to me, but okay. Wait.
Josh, you think that Dave is being serious right now? Like a year from now, he's not going to be watching?
I think he's being serious in the moment, and he'll be right back watching the games next season.
Nope. Well, if I'm back, it's not at the level that I'm at. Like, I need to get where you guys are. Maybe I can come back if I can.
Interesting.
Like, I need to take my level from a 10 to, like, a 3 or 4. And I need to do that by distancing.
That's hard to do.
Which means probably stopping the podcast because that's a big part of like
that feeds
locks
into it.
You in like you have to have the emotion to make an interesting podcast. Anyway, while this is all happening, I got a text from my wife that said, "Hey, my son Ben, just got a call from the Wall Street Journal."
Yes, I was hoping you'd bring this up.
The Wall Street Journal.
Yes,
and I was like, "What for?" And he says, "Well, apparently, he has the same name as the person they arrested early, prematurely, I will say.
They didn't arrest him, by the way. They just brought him in for questioning.
Oh, okay.
Person of interest. He was a person of interest.
They brought
in Boston?
Dave is talking about the Brown University shooting and the murder of the MIT professor. Okay? And they brought in a person of interest. And the name got leaked. It was not leaked by the FBI. It was people figured it out based upon what was reported, but they didn't.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's. I thought that too because I thought, oh my God, they leaked the name. How could they do that? It's a person of interest. He's not arrested. That's horrible to do something like that. But it turns out someone figured.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Figured it out, and then it went out. So go ahead. So,
all right.
Yeah,
so
keep going.
He has same name as my son.
Yes.
And this person was said, as they figured out the name, that he was from Wisconsin, and my son has a Wisconsin cell phone number.
Yes. Wisconsin. It's the same name.
Yeah, we live in St. Louis.
And from Wisconsin.
Too.
Yes. Yeah.
So he got a call and said, you know, are you in custody right now? And like, are you the, he's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm here in St. Louis. Like,
there's it's unbelievable.
It's silly. And that's the end of that. So, I was like, that's bizarre. That's crazy. So I continue to hate watch, you know, the rest of the game. And I'm getting texts from friends like, hey, is everything okay over there? Or like, hey, how's Ben doing? And like, I got all these,
oh,
like,
oh my God,
around, you know, trying to, be very polite type text to us. And I realized I haven't been looking at my phone because I'm so mad about the game and I hadn't responded in a while. So now they're starting to get worried that like we're in the middle of something.
And you have no clue why anyone's texting you this stuff.
Well, I did now because when I, after I saw my wife's text, there's a bunch of others and they kept coming. So I called my wife and I said, listen, and we both started to talk this through. We thought, well, maybe we should post something on Facebook just to... you know, say, hey, it's not our son, in case you're, you know, wondering, so do not worry. Because I don't know how to get that information out there. We don't want people who sort of know us indirectly thinking that it might be us and our family when they don't have...
Right. Our son is not a school shooter. Yes.
Yeah. We're all good, right? So, but I said, but look, don't, like, make it light. Like, don't say, like, in this unbelievable, it's got the same name. Isn't that hilarious or something? Like, we need to be sensitive about it. So we wrote an entry that said something like, you know, hey, our hearts go out to the families, you know, and well, you know, that happened. Unfortunately, you know, the person of interest has got the same name as our son. Isn't that kind of crazy?
From the same place.
Yeah. So we thought we got it out there. At least our friends in that circle will at least know.
Crazy.
We're fine. So then an hour passes and my daughter calls my wife and says, what did you put on Facebook and who are your friends? And, you know, who are these people that are responding? And we go on to Facebook and it turns out Kathy's Facebook is not private.
It's completely wide open. Oh my God.
So now we're getting all kinds of entries from strangers saying, well, is it this guy or this guy? Because there's two different pictures out there.
Oh, jeez.
All these strangers are putting this out there and responding. So I was like, oh my. You know, mistake, take it down. So we took down the post and figured that was the end of that. So went to bed, woke up the next morning, and I thought I better search to see if what's happened with the situation, what's going on. And I'm searching under his name and I want to keep saying Columbia. It's Brown, right?
Brown. Yep.
So I look at the articles, and like the fourth one down on Google is family of misidentified shooter or person claims distress or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening to somebody else. So I click on the story. The story is from the Hindustan Times. Have you heard of a newspaper called the Hindustan?
I told you, Cash Patel.
Well, Dave, you sent us that article. You saw it, we're like, oh my God, I read that. I could not believe it.
And they're talking about family, you know, whose son got misidentified, you know, got a call from the Wall Street Journal, and they went through it. I still didn't think it was us. Like what's the Hindustan Times? And like, what is it?
Yeah.
So I get down and they said, here is her Facebook entry. And it was the exact entry
your wife
put in.
Yeah.
Put out there. And I thought, it's in the... I guess it's in a paper. Like, I don't know what what is the Hindustan Times?
Who knows?
Well, sure enough, within a few minutes, MSN.com picks it up because they're an aggregate of articles. And now it's on MSN.com. So now this thing is a complete mess. We get a call from the Madison, Wisconsin media because apparently there was another person on campus who was misidentified as well. And they were trying to contact that person, got us, and try to convince us to go on to go online and do a video conference to kind of set the record straight.
They wanted to do an interview with you?
Yeah, they wanted to do a Zoom call so we could set the record straight. We're like, no.
Yeah, nope.
Like, none of this is happening. It's not us. Like, leave us alone. This is all. And that's now the end of the story. Like, that's nothing else has really happened. Thankfully, and then I was worried because then they were like, they released him and the shooter was at large for a while. And I thought, would someone crazy think, I'll find that person with that name? And so I was a little worried about that because you just never thought it would get this far.
And
how far could it go? But apparently they've found the person. He's shot himself and it's pretty much over. But it was amazing how fast from our living room on Facebook made it
Crazy.
Into a newspaper article, you know, that I don't know how much coverage the Hindustan Times, but certainly MSN.com is not a small thing.
When you get something that's this big, a news item, that's every, you know, when it happens, it's everywhere. People just run with it. And that's how they got the name, because they just said they had someone in custody, like a person of interest, and then people figured it out who it was.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. And then it just went from there, you know? It's nuts. When you sent me that article, what did I send back to you? I went, is this AI?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I thought you were mocking it and just made an AI article that said, look how far this has gone, and sent it to Omar and me. And it wasn't. It's just so crazy. But you kind of put fuel in the fire. And thankfully, the person who really did it literally came out. It came out the next day, I think, right?
Last name was Kaplan.
No. Wasn't it the next? It was either the next day or the day after.
It was pretty close. I think there's a couple days where he was. There was the shooters at large. Yes. I feel like, and then it was by the end of the week. I think they found the body.
But what's funny is when they found out who did it, when they're like they identified who did it even before they found his body, because they said on the thing, we got the guy, we know who it is, and wasn't the first guy. I immediately thought of, oh, thank God for Ben. You know that this is not. This is over, at least for that part of it. Because had that person been arrested and the name was formally out there, oh my God. I mean, what are the odds? It's your name, your son's name from the same place.
So that's how Wisconsin. They claim is you know, from Wisconsin. That
crazy.
But you know, it's more like, you know, with strangers interrupt our lives, we were thinking like all the people who know us directly or indirectly, they haven't talked to us in a while.
Right.
It's going to pop in their head. Like, is it them? Like,
immediately. Yeah. If you said Omar's full name from Baltimore, I'd be like, how many of those can there be?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's got to be him.
Up in Wisconsin, you know, and across the nation, his name isn't probably super common, but in Wisconsin, it would be.
It's the Smith of Wisconsin.
First and last. Not quite the Smith.
Yeah.
But it's
that story's nuts how that happened to you. That's crazy.
So how was your son handling it?
Oh, he's never had a bad day in his life. I mean, he thought the whole thing was probably pretty funny. I don't think he was really worried about it because he knew it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. He was innocent.
But I don't think he you know, we worry for our kids in a way that, you know, they feel like they're gonna live forever when you're 25. So
do you remember the Seinfeld episode with when Elaine dates the guy named Joel Rifkin, who was the serial killer? And they're at a football game and they announce over the loudspeaker, you know, Joel Rifkin, please come to will call window. And then everyone's like, oh my God, and she convinces him to change his name. That's kind of what it was like. It's like,
yeah, you're right.
Your name's associated with a murderer.
It was not him. So
it's not
somebody
him.
Else.
Not
him.
That's
so,
right. But for that,
the name has been preserved.
Small period. Yeah. His name was associated with a murder. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Make your Facebook private.
Yeah.
And
moral of the story.
Hug your kids. Yes. Hug your kids. All right, Omar.
But wait. I have another question or two about this. So was your level of stress or anxiety? Did it raised during this process?
Of course.
When Micah Parsons got hurt, it could not have gotten any higher. If anything, it distracted me from what I was really upset about.
So, Dave, at the moment, would you have traded Micah Parsons' health if you gotten that back for your son being the actual suspect?
I don't want to answer that question. Yeah.
That's
don't
right.
make me answer.
Oh, wow. Oh,
are you telling funny. Me if I could trade Micah Parsons back?
That's right. You get Micah Parsons back, good. But your son is now under investigation.
Yeah. Don't make me answer.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions, Omar?
Was that that's the last question, right, Omar?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Good.
Well, let's hear your topic.
Take us home.
So, all right. So, I don't want to talk about this topic, which is why it might actually be interesting.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to run with something, man. This is the part of the show where you tell us your topic.
How deep have you guys gone into your stories about? I mean, the closest I got, we got into Josh's lair was early on when we heard about his holiday dinners. with family.
You, I told you my colonoscopy story. I revealed to you that I literally crapped my pants in a public garage. I don't know how much more personal you want to get.
How about Dave?
I have never done such a thing. I'm an open book.
The purpose of this podcast is not to reveal embarrassing stories about yourself. That might be something you might want to talk about, but it's to talk about the issues that you face on an ongoing day-to-day basis in life. That's what we're solving for, and that's what we're bitching about. That's the essence of FTS, Omar. So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
All right.
Do it.
All right.
All right. What do you got?
Okay. So every family is complicated.
True.
Right? Everybody has their own nonsense. And I'm sure there's that great line I say to people when they're complaining about their lives. If you have a dinner party with like 4 to 6 people or 8 people, and you should do a little exercise. Everybody writes down the thing that's stressing them out the most right now.
Okay.
Without their name attached to it, put it in the center of a table, and everybody picks out which one they want. You always end up choosing your own.
Okay.
Right? Everybody else's stuff is like, so like, whoa, I want to deal with that. Right?
I see what you're saying.
In other words, you realize that your problem is not as bad, that you can deal with that.
Or you have a better handle on yours.
Okay, fine. Yeah. That's fair.
That's actually really interesting.
That's a good exercise. Unless someone in that room has alien hand syndrome.
Yeah.
Then it's a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm in this jigsaw, and I don't know how to think about it. And I'm not like, I have, even today, when we started this podcast today, where was I?
You were outside walking your dog.
Yes, and I hadn't walked Chachi Boy since 7 a.m. It's been 12 hours.
So this dog has not gone to the bathroom in 12 hours?
Well, he did now.
Right. Well, in 12 hours. Did he go in your apartment?
No.
Did
no.
He held it for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I just got, I had a, whatever, one of those days.
Okay.
And maybe 11 hours, but it was a long time. But my point is that, well, so when I go to see my family in Maryland, right?
Yep.
My sisters live there with their husbands. They're both amazing husbands, and they're great dads and husbands as well, and son-in-laws, very important.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I stay with one of my sisters. I mean, usually one specifically.
Yep.
Anyway, so her husband, who's phenomenal, like a...
Is this the doctor?
Correct.
Yes.
Love, love, love. And like treats my dad like his dad. It's just like, it's great.
Wonderful.
And like, you know, and so I was staying there, I don't know when it was, 2 or 3 months ago, I guess. It's been that long. And Miles had an accident.
That's your dog.
Chachi Boy had an accident in his basement of his big home.
Ah. And what kind? One or two?
It was a two, which was easier to clean.
Yes, that's correct. It's funny. I would prefer a dog shit in my house than piss in my house. Isn't that funny? But I'd prefer a human piss in my house than shit in my house. Isn't that funny? Kind of reverse.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Dave's reaction is the thing. So it's a this is the part where it gets so. Anyway, so I was there, and like I, you know, like look, I mean, you guys know this. I mean, like Dorothy was right. You know what I mean? Like there's no place like home.
Oh, right? Okay. I was wondering which Dorothy you're talking about.
The feeling you have, right, when you go to like any semblance of home, right, is like a really powerful thing. Right?
Can I ask
even
this?
Even like my
The dog defecated in the basement, right? That's what you're saying? Was the basement carpeted or was it hardwood floors or a tile? Carpeted. Now, was it shag? Yeah, that was my next question. What kind of carpet?
No.
Like a nice Berber?
Berber kind.
What the fuck that is.
All right, doesn't matter. It's carpet. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
It's gone.
I just want to understand.
And by the way, hold on. In fairness to the whole situation, it had happened before.
in the house when I visit.
Which so when you brought like, your dog has shit in their house before.
Yeah, but like okay. He's a small dog. It's like, and they anyway. So anyway, so whatever. So
can I ask this? Is it a firm, easy to pick up,
firm
poop? Okay, it's not runny or mushy or anything. Yeah. Like that. Okay, keep going.
So he's been a dog owner and is very regimented and has his first new dog.
Okay.
In a while, and literally got the same breed as Chachi Boy.
Oh,
Australian Shepherd. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And he's like a big biker and like, anyway. So, so anyway, this happened like 3 months ago and, you know, and for whatever reason, it just set him off.
He's incredible. He got upset.
But wait, let me tell you something. Yeah. This guy, I can't give him, because my sister he's married to is a total rock star, but total pain in the ass.
Good cover.
I don't know how he maintains his patience with
good
patience
cover.
For my sister. And there's the upside, obviously, that goes without saying.
Yes.
But I've seen him and then so anyway, 3 months ago it happened and I was staying there and it was clearly it really set him off this last time it happened.
He was pissed.
And then he said he was, you know, again, he implied that perhaps I wasn't necessarily selfless.
Ooh, got it. Yes.
Yeah, and I didn't really think about anything else. And I did whatever I wanted to do all the time. And I'm like, and that those are like very deep, like.
Yeah, deep cuts.
Deep cuts, so to speak. And so anyway, so. That was that, and I had to go to, like, I think I was, like, in Hong Kong or some shit.
Yeah.
And I literally had Amari, one of my besties in Puerto Rico, fly to Maryland to get Miles the next day.
Okay. All right. So, look, this is very confusing. Your sister's watching the dog for you. While you go to
wait. No, but I was staying there when this moment happened.
Oh, okay. So when you were there,
correct.
When you were there, the dog shit in the basement. Your brother-in-law lost it on you.
Well, lost it in a controlled way, but
whatever. Got upset with you. That's fair.
Don't take it too far, Josh. Come on.
But that's fair. That's a fair on his end.
Yeah.
It's fair on his end. He got, and then you left for a work trip. But kept the dog at your sister's place.
I didn't have anywhere to take him until the
next day. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. I just want to set the stage because you didn't say that.
Yeah.
And then you got your friend to go to Maryland.
Fly to Maryland.
Pick up your dog.
Yeah.
And then fly either to you or back to Puerto Rico.
No, flying back to Puerto Rico.
Back to Puerto Rico to watch your dog.
Yeah. So that's
a good friend.
By the way, that's not only a good friend, but that's telling your brother-in-law, I get it. I'm going to rectify this right now. You're not going to have to deal with my dog.
And then so anyway, fast forward to now, like which is like, I don't know, 3 months later or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
considering the first was 3 months ago.
Yeah, I have I just don't want to go back there. Period.
With the dog or in general?
In general.
Oh, come on.
And so when I was home for Thanksgiving, I stayed with my other sister.
Ooh.
And you know, which is fine too, by the way. I mean, in some ways, just like a whatever. But I don't really want to go back to their house. I think maybe, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I can ever go. I don't want to go back there ever again.
Was it that bad? Did he really lean into you that much?
Well, I think that it's not about the leaning in as much as it is that from the look, like I alluded to earlier, the places that are home are like what is ultimately like family, you know, like the kids I'm still very close to, obviously,
but you're still close to him too. You just, you have this stumbling block that was just it's a bump in your relationship
that, yeah, which I think I look time heals, whatever, et cetera. So I'm
you
sure
can get
some ways
past
it will
this.
Go
this is
away.
Not a this is not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yeah.
I don't know though.
I think so. If he said something that cut deeper than maybe it should have for like a small incident like this, I think you need to give it a chance to understand it for what it is. It's possible he might have thought those things and it came out in a bit of anger. But that happens with families, right? You
That's
say
right.
things to family members yes. that you. You don't mean it may go a little further. It kind of cuts a little bit more, but the underneath of it all, you're still family. Like, you know, you like, I think the fact that maybe if something was said that really rubbed you wrong, I think that doesn't necessarily mean this is how he feels about you overall. No. Like that just in the moment, it might've just got it, you know, got him. And I think you need to give a chance to say, you good, I'm good.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to like, look,
I don't think you need to do that.
I don't mean to draw this thing out. Like,
I don't think you need to do that at all.
Yeah. At the end of the day, like, it's been 3 months and like, I'm not.
Have you talked
like,
to your sister or him in this 3 month period?
A little bit, not really.
Not really. Okay.
Not really. And I haven't told her or the kids about what he specifically like, said to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't want to involve them. You know what I mean? It's like not necessary.
You shouldn't tell the kids. Maybe you tell your sister what he said.
Yeah. Well,
but you could tell her in pet, like, hey, do you believe what your husband said to me? He told me I was selfish, and you know, I'm sure he was just upset with. Look, he could have had a moment. People have moments. If you're in a bad mood and something like that happens, that sets you off. If you're in a good mood, you can easily laugh at all.
So this is the real question, right?
Yeah.
So okay. So in this scenario, like strip out like me being involved at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you wait? I'm not saying here that I'm like in any way right or wrong or whatever. I'm not saying that. Okay. I'm putting this out there. Is there a scenario where I wait until he says, you know, 6 months later or a year later, hey, listen,
I have the answer.
Go to his house and as if nothing happened without Miles,
yes,
obviously.
The answer is you go to his house as if nothing happened. You do your normal
without Miles.
You can bring the dog.
Yeah, well,
you can bring the dog. I would ask your sister if you're coming there again.
Maybe on leash.
Fine, on leash. That's fine. But I would ask your
sister. The thing is, though, it's not home. Like, think about how you guys felt like when you go home. I always say to my friends, the biggest compliment, like everything is my house is theirs. Anything they want. When I go to their house, I lay on the sofa. I like order food over. I like go in the fridge. That's
we know this about
the
you.
Essence of like,
and
you
don't.
Know, of that
you
kind
feel,
of,
and now you feel a little funny in her house.
I haven't been in her house since.
No, but you would. Is what you're saying. You wouldn't feel like you're at home being in her house. That's what you're saying.
I wouldn't in any way feel welcome. So I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't
stop.
I wouldn't go.
Stop. Let's boil this down. Your dog. Yeah. Accidentally took a shit in their house. That's not something you did. It's not something you wanted to have happen.
No, hold on. To be clear, wait. I should be clear. It's happened before.
I know. I know, but you have a dog. It's what dogs do. All right? So I would. So look, again, this is not something you did. It's not something you did with any intention to him. Right? So he has to understand that. It happened at a bad moment for him. He said something and took it further than he should have, and it was a shot to you. You go back there as if nothing happened, and if he wants to apologize, great. If he doesn't, if he hopes it's just swept under the rug, great too. But if I would go back there again, I'd be like, hey, talk to your sister. I'd be like, hey, listen, I know your husband's upset with what the dog with Miles did last time. Would it be okay if I bring him again, or should I leave him at home? And then see what your sister says. She'd be like, of course you can bring him.
I want to add something to that though. I do think that you go back, like, you know,
this is
and
crazy.
Don't bring it up. Maybe don't bring it up. But maybe there is, it's not your, it's your family, but it is, there is a level of your home maybe your parents' home,
not
and
to
your
Omar,
sister and their husband's home. Like it's yes, and maybe there's a little bit of dialing back. Like, are you buying pizzas at midnight and the doorbell rings while they're asleep? Like, is there
Dave,
maybe there's some other things going Dave, on that maybe you he could dial back?
He has invited dozens of people over when he was house sitting his friend's house. Don't forget, he has invaded his one friend's wine cellar. The one time and drank several of their high-end priced bottles of wine. There's been multiple instances where he's clearly abused his privileges at someone's
abuse.
Home.
Wait. Abuse is a strong word. I would never do that at
overstep bounds at of a home. Normal human being in someone else's home. Let's put it that way.
No, wait. This is my point. This is why I'm not throwing rocks. Right?
Yeah.
But again, just this is your family and nothing bad really happened. Yeah. I'm hearing
what he said sucked.
What he said sucked.
Irrespective of your objective and rational perspectives, right?
What are you, Jesse Jackson?
You can't change.
Rhyming your words?
How things feel.
Okay, but maybe they don't feel that way to him. It's just you.
Yeah.
Look, this maybe Omar's comfort level at his sister's house does need to come down a little bit.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to venture and say yes, it does.
So this is the lesson learned: is you go back, you feel like you're at home, but you feel at home to the level that's appropriate to your sister and her husband's house, not your own house. Like, is there anything else? It's not the dog. I don't think this has anything to do with the dog. Is there any other things that you do? Like, is there any little things that maybe you could dial back?
Here's the one thing that is grossly you go way past the boundaries of acceptable. And that's going into someone else's home, I don't care who it is, and immediately grabbing their remote control. Anyone who does that.
Are you doing that, Omar?
No.
Even I don't. I will only do that in a couple homes, and only if the person themselves, the owners of the house, say, "Here, you can see what's on." But don't ever take someone's remote control. That's well, way worse than I would rather have someone's dog defecate all over my house than for them to come in and just grab the remote and start watching TV.
Jeez, I disagree with that. But
that might
know
be
my
too
point,
much.
Omar, I wonder if like it's not black or white. I'm either can come over and feel at home. I can't come over ever again. I'm going to come back over, maybe evaluate a little bit of some of the things that might have led him to this sort of outburst.
I think the outburst was just he was having a bad day and the dog shit on the floor.
Well, we don't know. It could be also.
That's my guess.
No, I mean it's been long enough now. Where look, I think that like you think about like your parents, right? And like you especially when you lose one, right? Mm-hmm. You realize that the one is remaining is like the last person who only thinks about you.
I see what you're saying.
But like, but again, to be clear, like, you know, what would make him happiest is what also would make me happiest, which ultimately helping his kids, my sister's kids, obviously as well, be the best versions of themselves as well. Was that okay. Ultimately like, so we're aligned there, which has been very much the case. And that's sort of like, that has not changed. But it's
did you get them gifts? Did you get them gifts for Christmas?
I don't do gifts, bro. I help them with their or give them guidance on what they're doing with their lives.
Oh, priceless,
right? Mm. Well, think about it. There's a Prokof, the Russian author. If you're afraid of loneliness, never get married, right? So I'm not married. So my responsibility is to my nephews, my nieces, my godkids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what, and I have more time to be available to them.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the sort of like, that's a contract that I owe my parents and my grandparents, just like you guys do for, mm-hmm. Well, you guys are married. You guys at least have your nuclear families. But yeah. So, but it's a fascinating thing because I try and think about it logically. Like, how do I get, I want this outcome and work backwards, but it's very difficult when you factor in.
I think you're making it more than it is. I think that your brother does not think that way of you. Brother-in-law doesn't think that way of you to the extent that he said it. You might think you're a little selfish, but look, so do Dave and I, so it's really not that far-fetched. And then the last thing I'll say is that I have bad news for you. Your father also really cares about Jean-Claude Van Damme, Sylvester Stallone, and Steven Seagal. And Jason Statham. Exactly. Those are the men.
Or as he calls him, Jason. If he knows him, put on Jason.
Here's it. Look, we'll put a bow on this. I don't think you have. I think you're overthinking it. I think you just go over there again and ask your sister if it's okay to bring the dog. And if she says yes, you bring the dog. And if the dog does it again, then you apologize profusely, and then you maybe get him something in, you know, good faith or whatever. But he had a bad moment, and he went off, and people are entitled to do that.
I'm surprised that you guys didn't jump on the fact that I'm selfish.
That's
kind of great.
But we know that. But by the way, they know that too.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's, and they've known it forever. They know it. They know it more than we know it. That's your charm. Yeah.
And maybe you hit a point, but maybe you just don't.
Being selfish is my charm. But wow, this is a whole other topic. All right, for another day.
You know what I mean.
You know what they say, an unexamined life is not worth living. So, you know, when you go, maybe, right? I had to look that up. I knew it was somewhere, something like that.
There you go.
You know, I had a great quote the other day. I talked to this Israeli guy, wonderful quote. He goes, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future."
Oh.
That's pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good. On that note,
and I got you fucking two knuckleheads, so I'm fucked.
Yeah, what's your
head? Yes. I had a quote as well of a good friend of mine. He said, "Show me your dog shit, and I'll show you the front door." All right.
I love it. Oh, well, let's wrap up 99. That means we're on the doorstep of episode 100.
The next one is 100. Crazy. Yeah,
that's all. It means the same thing.
Crazy.
Doorstep cusp. Next one is 100. We're so excited about it. Looking forward to having you all back.
David has lost his. We didn't go through what 99, what that number is. Wayne Gretzky, 99 problems. My pitch ain't one. JC.
There's a lot. Party like it's 1999. 99 Luft balloons.
Yeah.
There's 99 bottles of 99. Beer on the wall. I mean, come on.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot.
You want to come up with one more?
No, I don't.
Are we going to do our 100th episode on New Year's Eve when the ball's falling down?
No, we have plans. All right.
Probably maybe bad, I suspect.
Yes, it's hard.
Probably else.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, email us before our first, our 100th episode at friends@fts.media. Check us out on all the apps, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, at Friends Talking Shop, search that. And go to our website and friendstalkingshop.weebly.com and look at our stuff. Vote for us, as Josh will get that on there, and buy our swag because we need the money.
You kind of did it right, but it's all right. It's good enough. Yes. But check it out anyways. A lot of good stuff on our website, including the new merch store for FTS Swag.
Yeah, be like all the cool kids. Well, yes. Until next time. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Smile later.
Hey, you went back to the smell yet?
Yeah. I thought about it.